This goes to Dr. Prakash Sarvepalli, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, care of Masonic Pathways. Fax is 989-466-3008. Regarding Mary, middle initial A like Apple Parcell, P-A-R-C-E-L-L. Date of birth, March 7th of 1929. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Parcell with congestive heart failure, hypertension, and COPD, and improved renal function. Her last visit was April 18th of 2022. She did have severe diarrhea and required hospitalization with decreased renal function. Several medications were discontinued and changed, and her repeat labs have showed much improvement in renal function. On October 11th of 2022, creatinine is 0.9, which is actually normal for this patient, and she's feeling much better. Her biggest complaint currently is dysuria and pain after finishing urination. She had a urinalysis that was negative for UTI, and so she was started on a few days of pyridium, P-Y-R-I-D-I-U-M. That is helping a little bit, but the pain is still present, she reports. And her weight is down 4 pounds since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No current diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No orthopnea or PND, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. Physical examination, weight 169 pounds, blood pressure 151 over 56, pulse 66, respirations 14, temperature is 93.8, oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. The patient is appears to be in good health on the video screen. Color is good. There are no signs of respiratory or other distress. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done October 11th, 2022. As previously stated, creatinine was 0.9, albumin 3.8, calcium 8.9, phosphorus is 4.2, sodium is 131, and she tends to run slightly low with sodium. Potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 26, hemoglobin 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, hypertension, 2, congestive heart failure without exacerbation, and 3, COPD. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.